Scripture reading, Ephesians chapter 4, verses 25 through 27. Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Devotional. When we quit the lie that good Christians don't get angry, we walk through a door that changes our life. Anger is a central discipleship issue for every Christian. It is a signal alerting us to many potential messages from God, a warning indicator light on life's dashboard, inviting us to stop and pay attention to what God might be saying. Through anger, God may help us clarify our values, that is, what we really want. When our values or beliefs are violated, we sometimes feel it in our bodies. For example, our stomach gets knotted, our neck tightens, we sweat, we clench our fists, our shoulders stiffen, we can't sleep, etc. In this case, anger leads us to action. Anger also can lead us to deeper emotions, such as hurt, sadness, fear, disappointment, and shame. When we are angry, it is important to ask, what am I afraid of? Am I hurt, sad, disappointed? What is really going on beneath the anger? Anger may also be an indicator of unmet expectations in relationships with family, coworkers, friends, or other believers. Then we need to discern if we actually had a right to those expectations, or if we were simply making assumptions. Finally, anger can also be a sin, revealing our pettiness, arrogance, hatred, or envy. For this reason, integrating our anger with our spirituality, paying attention to what God might be saying to us through it, is a huge step to emotional and spiritual maturity. Question to consider. As you reflect on any current or recent experiences of anger, how would you describe the warning indicator light, or the message your anger might be trying to send you? Prayer. Lord, teach me to process my anger in healthy ways that enable me to better love you, others, and myself. Help me to learn to be angry with the right person, to the right degree, at the right time, for the right purpose, and in the right way. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.